Welcome back to the Lazy Boys podcast. We're here with a guest, Fuck Carlton. What's up, Darno? What's up?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
What's up?
No, I didn't mean fuck the guest. I meant fuck Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's get that clear. Carl.
Fuck Darno. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. All right, so me and Darno go like way back, like let's say like 30 years, right?
Yeah, 30? Sure,
it's 30. 30? 30. Yup. Nah, we met in school last year. So, we have some stories, I guess. You know, we're kind of fucking winging this.
Yep.
Because Carlton said, why not? He said, why not? So we're just doing it.
For real.
All right, so what kind of story should we start with?
Yeah, so I've heard some stories about just what happened in school. Or let's set off. How did you guys, like, or me, and, like, how did you guys, like, start to get to know each other?
Oh, you want to fucking know how we met?
Yes.
All right, so yes, in class?
I want the exact vivid detail. I want you to paint the scene.
Oh, shit, all right. I woke up at like 6, you know, got to school at like 6:50. No, fucking. So I was sitting at the table. Like, I went to the classroom, was sitting at the table. And there was like no one in there. I was the first one there. Then this guy comes up next to me, sits next to me. And then I forgot, like, day after we finally started talking. But then he's like, I'm trying to remember. I remember this guy, like, didn't remember me, even though he sat right next to me. He's like, wait. And I was like, fuck, dude, yeah. I felt so embarrassed because I talked to him. And then he's like, wait, do I know you? And I'm like, we fucking talked, and I was sitting right next to you. And then he's like, oh, yeah. So then I was like, shit, my feelings got hurt after that. My life was never the same. Darno, what do you have to say about that?
Bro, I didn't know you felt that
way. What do you have to say to the court?
Yeah, but after that, we started hanging out a lot. After our class, like, went camping and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, the fucking camping trip. Hiking trip, actually. Not camping.
I heard about your little excursions to little places.
Point Reyes, right? Something like that? Oh, excursions. All right. So we went camping, basically. Even though they said it was a hiking trip. We had these big-ass backpacks. There's hella shit in them.
Yep. Traumatizing.
And then it was traumatizing, dude. I smelled like shit for a week because I didn't want to shower.
Wait, but don't you smell like shit all the time?
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up, Thomas. Okay. If you want to attack me like that, then...
Hey, I'm just saying the facts.
We have some stories about you, Carlton.
I'm just saying the facts.
Oh, kitty. Alright, Darno, you can tell the whole story if you want. You know, you can go ahead as our guest.
Okay. Well, me and Brandon were hanging out a lot in class, you know. Just chilling. The day after that, I asked him this question. I asked everyone I just meet, do you like anime?
Do you like anime? Yup.
And this man said no.
Guess what I said? I said it was trash.
Were your feelings hurt?
My feelings were hurt.
Would you like to describe this pain, this instrumental pain that you felt?
Yep. Okay, Dr. Phil, keep on going.
Ending torment, bro.
He always asked me and talked to me about anime, and I would always say it was trash, and I still think it's trash.
Dang.
There's this one time we were
riding bikes. What anime do you like to watch?
What'd you say?
You know, you can tell your story.
Oh, no. Which anime do I watch? I'll definitely tell. My favorite genres are... my number one would be romance. Number two would be...
Hentai.
Hey, let's not talk about my first genre, but, like, yeah. Shonen and Senin after. Also, isekai.
Don't know what any of that means. I don't even know what shonen is because, you know, it's Naruto, right? That's Naruto?
Naruto. You're saying it with a D.
Naruto.
Naruto. Judo.
Carlton, you used to watch anime.
Yes, I used to. For a little bit.
What's your Snapchat name?
Huh?
What's your Snapchat name?
Fuck you.
I don't know what it means, but I know he hates it.
What's his Snapchat name?
We're not gonna discuss this.
Oh my god.
We're not gonna discuss this matter in here. Oh god.
I don't know what that's from.
Minato is from Naruto.
I just know he hates
that's his
it.
Father.
Yes. That was Naruto's father. And Naruto. Naruto's father. If you didn't even know already.
Oh my god. Obviously, I didn't know.
Hey, Brendan.
That's embarrassing.
How far do you and Carlton go back?
Shit. Back in my heyday. Nah, I'm kidding. Yeah.
How long was 7th grade ago? Fucking.
7th grade? That was like.
Was.
7, 8. No, that's not.
The fuck? That's 5 years ago?
Five or six.
Wow. Yeah. Or we just don't know how to count.
Yeah.
Five or six.
No, I'm pretty sure it's over. It's like, I definitely know it's over five. I don't know how.
And you're like five and a half. Yeah.
Six, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
We were just talking about how we met. We have no idea. Honestly.
Yeah, we don't remember. I mean, we know, but we don't exactly remember how we like started hanging out and shit.
Yeah.
You guys have like mutual.
But at least I know how. Nope.
Wow. Just like us.
What do you mean? We used to like playing Minecraft and shit.
Oh yeah. Did you hear our story on our second episode or third episode of podcast? Yeah, we fucking with those Minecraft kids. Hella funny.
Yeah.
But I remember. Wait, what?
Go, little pendejo.
Anyways, shut the fuck up. Anyways. I remember me and Carl didn't even hang out at lunch or anything though, like in 7th grade, so I don't know how we started hanging out in 8th grade. Yeah, cause remember I used to be with this other group, the short girl, and then the guy with the mohawk.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to say names, but.
The short girl, I don't remember, the mohawk guy, I don't remember.
Yeah, I used to hang out with them. You weren't, wait, were you with us?
No, cause I remember we did hang out for a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know how we started hanging out.
Oh, wait, no, but 7th grade, we also... No, I think it's towards the end of 7th grade we started hanging out together. Because I definitely remember playing Minecraft in 7th grade, too.
Wow.
And then 8th grade, really, I transitioned, too. Yeah, this is back then when I was a full-on nerd.
No,
now we're just not in...
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here to talk about...
Yeah, we're here to talk about...
Darnell. So what's your social security? What's your address?
No, let's get back to the topic of the camping trip.
What's your social security? What's your address?
Well, we had a lot of fun on the camping trip. It was really cool.
Yep.
Brendan, you should tell them some of the stuff we pulled off. Some of the stuff we did.
I don't remember any of the shit we pulled off. What shit did we pull off?
Not even like what happened at night.
that one shit where we started playing hide and go seek even though we weren't supposed to. Yeah, we were that bored. And we had fun doing it. There's like a group of how many people? Me, you, this other person. Don't say names, please. Don't say names, yeah.
Or if you do give names, just like put like different names if you want to just like label them.
So it's me, Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, bro.
Okay, that I don't know who you're describing, but. It was like six people, right? It was six of us. And then we just played hide and go seek. And I'm not going to lie, I cheated.
Cheated,
bro? I pretended I didn't see where this one person went, and I literally fucking saw them. I cheated.
I bet you Brandon stood there for a solid second.
I was going over there anyways.
Brandon stood there for a solid second. Oh, like, Darno, oh no, where
I have
do
a
I
confession.
Look?
Darno, I have a confession. You know those Scribble games we played?
Yes, the ones you're always
I cheated on those. I cheated on that shit. That's how I won every game.
Damn.
We played against the whole class and I always won.
The teacher always phrased you for?
Yup. No, okay. On some of them I didn't cheat. I was actually all by myself. But most of the time I did cheat.
This man's a cheater.
Everyone thought I was. Everyone fucking hated me for it too. I remember looking at the chat.
Creative mode, bro.
Oh my god! I finally got that off my chest.
Wow.
I want to know more about this hide and go seek or hide and seek game. Was it like in the dark what?
Yeah, it was at night.
Like pitch dark.
Yes. Not. Was it pitch dark?
I mean,
oh yeah, it wasn't. I think it was like becoming dark.
Bro, and we seen coyotes too, bro, out there.
Oh
yeah, remember that whole pack? We saw that whole ass pack. Yep, we saw them running.
Bro, did you guys start running?
No, they were four. They were pretty four.
Shit, what happens if you saw a bear?
Is there bears there? I don't know if there is. I don't think so. I'm not sure, actually. I don't fucking know. But there was bears there. Good thing. Wait, there was, because remember they had that little bear locker that we had to put our stuff in?
Yeah, the bear bins.
But hiking was the fucking
worst, bro.
I mean, it was refreshing, like, to be off my phone, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, where did this dude go? This dude was not texting.
Oh, yeah, I ghosted on you.
Bro, I was like, what happened? This dude's not answering. Is he dead or what? But, yeah. But then after I found out, he went on this trip. And yeah. It sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
And it was a fun trip.
It was fun, regardless of our struggles.
Yeah. It was a big struggle.
Wait, so what are you going to go say about the hike? Continue.
What were we going to say about
something about you? It was refreshing off your phone, nice hike, yada, yada, yada.
It was, yeah, it was a nice ass waterfall that we got to go to. Dude, our school is basically a fucking summer school, honestly.
Heck of credits, or?
Basically, yeah. Just, yeah.
And I heard it was hella easy.
Clayfield school. It was easy.
It's hella easy. It's amazing.
Honestly, it sounds like you just have to show up.
It was easy science. It was. You did just have to show up. That's literally all you had to do. Easy science class.
Bruh.
Is it still the same shit they're teaching?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? The they just do the same thing every year.
Yeah, same thing. It's different now that we have a high school, though. We got to do actual work.
Damn.
I know, bro. I usually just say stuff I hear off Jimmy Neutron or something, and I get angry, bro. That's real.
How are the teachers? Are they both still there?
They're still there. They're super cool.
You guys should invite me. Don't press that button, Darnell. I see your screen. Don't press that button.
I was just moving on else.
We're not done. We still have like 10 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to bring up something. When we were talking about cheating before.
What?
Bruh, Carlton. Yep. Me and this man, Brandon, play Roblox a lot during like school. I think in the summer.
We used to, yeah.
Bruh, this man killed me in every game we played, regardless. FPS Roblox. This man traumatized me. He was shooting me in the head, and this game showed damage, right?
I'm happy.
Bruh, yep. I can't forget this number.
I destroyed him in every single game we ever played.
225, bruh. 225.
I killed him in CSGO, you know, did all that.
But this man was...
Oh, I remember 225. Fuck, what game was that, though?
225.
That's the number that always came up when I killed him.
Oh my god.
225. Yeah. What game was that?
Is this animal game on Roblox? You were a tiger. You got pissed at
Was
this the Animal Kingdom?
No, it's like a game where you can become an animal.
But
kill people.
Like physically go up to them and like paw them off?
Yes.
Or what?
No, you literally bite their head off.
Because I was thinking like a shooter game. I was like, one tap in the head.
We were playing shooter games too.
Yeah, Phantom Forces, remember that?
Right. I just sucked at CSGO. I was like 1v1.
And apparently you're good at Valorant.
I'm awesome at Valorant.
Okay, I'll destroy you at that.
Don't worry.
We will. Not right now, but, you know, one day.
One day.
And you're going to lose.
I've been training.
Okay, so what other things should we talk about, you know?
What about the pranks you guys pulled off?
We didn't pull any pranks.
Yeah, Brandon was kind of scared of that.
I didn't, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Brandon.
How?
Remember you tricked everyone there saying you were Indian as Ephra?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. So that was basically a prank.
You convinced everyone you didn't speak Spanish at all. You was just
Yep. I literally made it. I don't know how I did that. I just did it. They all believed me.
Bro, I can barely take you serious.
And then when they started speaking Spanish, I could just hear them in the back talking, you know.
Damn, but you didn't say anything.
No, I revealed it after.
They knew after.
And they were all shocked. It was funny.
So how often did you guys have like new people coming in
in the class?
Never. There was only like this one person that came in, like towards the end. I think that's it.
Yeah, we did heck of fun stuff. Like, we worked at a roast course on Thursdays.
Yep.
And swim on Wednesdays.
I want to go back. Yep. Actually, I only did that once because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
After that, it became quarantine time.
I heard you guys got bikes too and stuff.
Yeah, my bike is still at the school.
Oh, really?
I haven't picked it up. I still haven't even texted the teacher to go pick it up. I should, but I'm too lazy. Or I just keep forgetting.
Probably you just keep forgetting.
Yeah.
I do just keep forgetting, honestly. But you know, that's why this podcast is called the Lazy Boys Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast.
Damn, shameless plug.
Yep.
What about your lighthouse trips?
Lighthouse
trips.
Oh yeah, our boathouses.
Yeah. Boathouse trip. Oh, yeah. The boathouse.
I almost sank, man, bro.
That was fun.
I almost sank us once, remember? When I leaned to the
side. Oh, you did. I almost drowned. I could have drowned.
But don't you have life vests on?
We do.
Yeah, but still.
We were all the way on the side. I could have died,
man. Bruh. Remember when after the class, we got to go on the motorboat,
yeah.
And then everyone was scared that I was driving it. Like, chill.
I stood up.
Everyone was actually shitting their pants. And we could have gotten Alcatraz, but not gone on it, but like gone close. But we didn't.
That
was fun. What else did we do during our time?
During your time, we went to In-N-Out.
During my time there. We always got in and out because I forgot why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's right next to it. It's basically right next to it.
We're really good students. We always get off-campus lunch.
Yeah.
My thing about the Fisherman's Wharf In and Out is just that there's always like a big-ass line.
Yeah.
But during the day, there really isn't. Or like during that time, there wasn't.
It's during the school day, too, and it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But what else did we do? I remember the first week we were there, that Friday, we went to Blue Golden Gate Bridge. We crossed it.
Yeah, walked.
Yeah. That was pretty easy.
It was.
And then we had to sit down and then write something, I think. I don't fucking know.
Our feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck your feelings. Fuck your feelings.
What?
Well,
let's see. What else did we do?
What did we?
Fuck.
What were you gonna say?
I really can't remember. We went to that one arcade.
Oh yeah, the mechanical.
Tried
arcade.
VR for the first time. Yeah. We tried VR. That shit was fun.
Oh yeah, the VR arcade, bro. That was fun.
Yeah.
That's what got me into VR.
Isn't that like where Ghirardelli Square is?
Yeah, there.
I think it's closed right now because of all of the...
Yeah, it's definitely closed.
Do you guys play VR still?
Nope. I said I was going to get one. I never got one.
Oculus Quest, baby.
Yeah, you told me. The Oculus Quest 2 came out. How do you feel?
I feel good.
They could have waited a couple of months to get one.
I'm going
to
try and get that, bro. I've waited.
Why? If you already have the Oculus Quest, the first one.
I know. But this one has the number.
Are you going to sell it? No, because it has two in it, you're going to get it?
Like, people buy Xbox One because it has the number one in it. So, two.
Are you going to get an Xbox Series S or a PS5?
Nope.
Oh.
It's all about VR.
I would assume you would.
What about you?
Would you buy a PS5 for $1,000 like we were talking about in our last podcast?
Would I buy one for $1,000?
Like an Xbox, like the new ones that came out.
I could buy like 3 VR headsets with that much.
Yeah. It's definitely not worth it.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
That's not a smart idea.
Yeah. You could just wait.
And honestly, you'd rather get a better PC with like better specs, or you can have like a whole setup just for $1,000.
Yo, you got it.
Yeah.
Are you guys more PC gamers, console gamers, or like mobile?
PC. Or PC all the way.
Well, at first, for a long time, I was mobile because I didn't have a...
Unless you count Raid Shadow Legends. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, Brandon was doing a PC for a little bit, and
I was console first.
No, you did a little bit of everything, but yeah, mostly me. Yeah. I did mobile for a long time until like recently I got a better device,
laptop.
Yeah, laptop. So now I'm more like a, but I've always been like a more PC, PC gamer. I don't know. Console is just the controls are weird for me.
But he's trash. That's what he's trying to say.
Yes, the couple times that Brandon has come over and he's just shitted on me because I have
Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Yep. I shit on everyone.
True.
And shooter FPS games.
What?
Only in FPS games.
No, in every game.
In every game.
1v1 me in Club Penguin. Oh, that shit's dead. Yeah. Oh, remember Club Penguin? Oh my god. Dude, I fucking fucked with this guy. I made two accounts. I had my regular account, and then I had a random account called like PS4 Master Race or something like that. And I would just terrorize this guy with that account. I would follow him everywhere. And then like reveal information that only I knew. So it would make him get scared. I was like, what's up, Darnell? And this guy got scared. He was shitting his pants. Dude. Oh my god.
Yeah, PS4 Master or something.
Master Race, something like that. But Rip Club Penguin, you know, RIP.
Isn't it still up?
Like, for the second time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear what happened with Club Penguin? Why they shut it down for the second time? Because it was like the owner was fucking like sexually, or not sexually harassing, but he was like asking girls for like nudes and shit.
From Club Penguin?
Yeah, like he would get people from Club Penguin, like girls, like, and ask them for like nudes and shit, and like literally drive to them and like meet up with them. Yeah, that's why they closed it down for the second time. Like, yeah, Disney made the owner shut it down.
That's crazy.
It was
real.
And then everyone, like all the other Club Penguin servers, got mad at the guy because, you know, just because of him, everything had to shut down.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it seemed like it was dying, though, to be honest.
No.
To me, it was
dying. You should have seen the new Club Penguin population was growing. Everyone was playing on that shit.
Because
you didn't have to pay for anything. You got everything for free, basically.
Oh, yeah. We were playing Card Jutsu. I think that was the name of the game.
And you got shitted on again.
It was discontinued in 2017.
No, but there was like other servers that came up. They're like called Club Penguin private servers, and they're basically like websites with Club Penguin on them.
Club Penguin Island.
No, they're like it was like CPS Online, which is Club Penguin Online. So that was like a different version of Club Penguin.
Oh.
Yeah, it was literally just the game files. On that, and you could play Club Penguin. But yeah, that shit was fucked up when I heard after that.
For real, bro. That man need to see.
Yeah.
He need to get outside.
No. He does not. We do not want him outside to meet these people.
We don't want him. You should just stay.
Keep him inside.
I think they arrested him too. I'm not sure actually. I don't know if they did. Hopefully they did. Cause like there was hella evidence to prove it. Like I watched the whole video on it.
There was like, there's literally,
yeah, I actually did. But there was literally a lot of Discord, like chats that you could like, that literally said, fucking, you could see him, texting like younger girls and shit.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get why. He was just using that shit. So like, that guy was making hella money because he had ads all over the website. So that guy was making hella funny because there was hella people on that.
Speaking of cash and games, remember our failed game,
bro? Oh yeah.
Need to get back on that.
Did that stretch and make a game?
Yeah, remember I told you on Roblox.
Electricity sim.
Electricity simulator. That's how bored we were during quarantine.
Did so much stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember hearing this, but maybe you told me.
Oh, we made a game. I made like 6 Robux. Yes.
Yeah. A big baller now, huh?
Yup. I'm bringing in the cash.
How you gonna flex with
I'm
that?
I'm really rich. Dude, I'm gonna flex my Robux on you.
Yup.
And then, Darnell, what games have you been playing?
Let's see. Besides Valorant, I just started playing League and, League of Legends.
How do you like League?
What'd you say?
How do you like League?
It's decent. I'm pretty ass at it. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too. I only played that game like for 1 week.
Wait, did you say for 1 week?
Because this one girl told me to play it.
A girl told you to play it?
Yes.
Wow.
Dang. You got sucked in by a girl.
Carlton, I think I've told you this. Remember that one girl that I told you about?
Maybe you didn't tell me.
That's not no context, but.
Yeah, just text it to me. Or you can text it to me or.
Alright, I'll text it to you. I'll put it in the Discord, even though
Darno
wasn't gonna know who that is.
Good for you, Brandon. You go.
No.
I'm so proud of you.
But that was like 2 years ago.
Oh wait, 2 years? You said a week ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't say a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I remember. I remember.
Yeah.
What else should we talk about?
Is that are those only games you've been playing?
No, I've been playing Roblox. You know, I'm always on there.
Roblox, yeah.
And CS:GO.
So, what you've been playing CS:GO?
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at it.
Oh.
How do you like CS:GO?
Yeah.
CS:GO's pretty fun. I'm trying to get on brand.
Fuck no. Every time me and Carlson play, we've been getting shitted on. Like every time.
Please 1v1 me. I need to run that.
They're all just tryhards now, that's why.
Yeah, like somehow Silvers became really good at the game. Who knows how?
Obviously.
Oh, and you have Minecraft too, don't you?
Yes. Oh, you see that?
Yeah, I can see Minecraft on the task bar.
Yeah, I have Minecraft. I'm playing that.
The only games we've been playing are Apex and Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah. That's it.
Hmm. Yeah. What's Rainbow Six? Okay.
You don't know Rainbow Six? What? It's literally just a shooting game, basically.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, we're pretty good at, you know.
Yeah.
So are you and Carlton like on the same team in games, or what?
For right now.
On the same what?
We're most of the PC games we just play together. But
the only times we only play at night.
Yeah.
That's the only time I play video games.
Yeah. That really is the only time.
Cause I have so much shit to do now.
What?
I have
college.
I have to at class. Yeah, cause I'm in college now. To take care of my dog, like take him to the park and shit. Then I take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get like a little bit. Like I sleep for like 3 hours and then take my dog out. And shit. Yeah.
And then he has.
And then you know.
Just other stuff, yeah. And then he has work. The only time we
have to go on a date with Carlton.
Oh yeah, sometimes we do go on cute little days.
We hold hands.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm kidding.
We hold hands and we just skip together into the sunset.
We start skipping. Yup.
Skip into a new virtual world.
Yeah. But yeah.
Let's see. Oh yeah, I have some information that I don't know if I should disclose now.
What kind of information would you like to try to disclose?
No, you know about it. You know about it.
Disclose it.
It's about a certain someone. Because me and Darnell, we always used to talk about people.
That's cool.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
Should I? You know, should I let the whole world hear?
Fuck it.
What? Wait, what'd you say, Darnell?
Is it about that one person I'm thinking about?
Nope. You have no idea who this is.
Okay.
Nah, I think we should leave that for like the next episode.
Oh, so you gotta tune in.
Yeah, you gotta tune in to hear my. No, I mean Carlton knows about it, cause you know.
Yeah.
But me and Darnell always get to talk about this kind of stuff.
For sure.
You know, it's about... I don't know if I should say it, you know.
Just do it, man.
Do it.
No, I'm good. Okay. You guys can tune in at the next episode of Lazy Boys Podcast, brought to you by... No, I'm kidding. We don't have a sponsor for today. We don't have a sponsor, I'm sorry. But if, like, Dr. Pepper wants to sponsor us, you know... Or, you know, like...
All I'm asking for is a bag.
Yeah, you need that bag.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Raid Shadow Legends.
That or...
World of Tanks.
Yeah, World or something like that.
Yeah. What else? What else is there? No.
Yeah, that's all there was.
All right, so...
But is there anything else you guys would like to say?
Darnell? Is there anything you want to say?
Not really. I'm glad I've been on this episode. These are great, awesome people. Brandon, you're cool.
Thank you. I'll take all the fucking... I don't know what to say. Fuck, what's the word? I can't think.
Hey,
the
can praise? Can I call you Minato Lover instead?
Yeah, all the praise I can get.
Can I call you Minato Lover, Carlton?
Yeah, keep calling
no, don't
that.
Do it. Don't, no,
yes,
no.
Please,
we're not going there.
I'm Minato Lover.
Oh, God.
Right. So, Darnell, what's your Instagram so people can follow you?
Darnell_Norman.
All right. Carlton, what's yours?
Psych. Oh, bingo.
Fuck.
Damn.
Psych. They already know yours.
Yeah,
they already know yours.
Yes. And then Brandon.
Follow the Lazy Boys on podcast, you know. Yeah. Wait, I mean, follow the Lazy Boys podcast
Lazy
on Instagram.
All right.
Twitter.
Instagram.
MySpace. Facebook.
Instagram, YouTube,
Roblox,
YouTube. Catch us on all your platforms and shit.
Yeah, we got Spotify. We have Google Podcasts. We have Apple Podcasts. We have Anchor. We have some other ones that we really don't know about.
Yeah. But if you do listen to them, then
All right. Thank you for being here, Darnell. All
right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.